I've just been joined by a special guest. We've got Derek Needham in the studio. Good morning, Derek. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
You're from the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary.
I am, yep.
And you've been there for a couple of years?
Yeah, since 2012. End of 2012, yep.
And are you like the big cheese, the big boss?
No, I'm the charity manager, so my job is to arrange events. Well, everything, really, from cleaning the toilets to arranging the events and making sure money comes in and making sure the fire staff have got what they need and visitors have got what they need.
Excellent. Now, we were just saying off air that when you think of charities on the Isle of Wight, you first think of the Old Man Baton Hospice and then you think, you know, of you know, the Donkey Sanctuary.
I hope so. That's great.
Well, you do. And I say, you're celebrating a... hopefully will be in a couple of years' time. 30 years
that's
of
right.
the Donkey Sanctuary.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Have you got anything special planned?
No, we haven't. Partly because we've worked so hard to revitalise the sanctuary. I think a lot of people on the island know in 2012 we were close to going under, and we spent the last 3 years revitalising it, turning it around, getting people in and getting the donkeys properly looked after, and it's been absolutely brilliant. We're really moving forward quickly, so we can start looking ahead now. A couple of years ago we weren't even sure we'd see 30 years. Now we know we will.
Is that down to... I know it's fantastic news. Is that down to a lot of support from local people?
It's down to a lot of support from local people, a lot of hard work from trustees, staff, volunteers, visitors, both on and off the island. And people have really rallied around us. They don't want to lose things like this off the island, and we don't want to either. So people have been fantastic to us.
Is it unique? Are there many other donkey sanctuaries around the country?
Not independent. There is a mainland donkey sanctuary that's an international donkey sanctuary and has, I think they're in 38, 39 countries worldwide, and they rescue, you know, abandoned donkeys worldwide, and they have something like 30, 32 million pounds a year income. We're not like that. We're small, little, rustic, but we have a role to play. Every animal has a story to tell. They're rescued, they're all abandoned, and we do an awful lot of work with people who get a great deal of, you know, almost like therapeutic support from being with those animals. And we're actually a really happy place that's great for visitors to come to.
So when are you actually open then?
We open 7 days a week. We open from the start of the school's February half term, and we finish on November the 8th. We then run events, as you can well imagine, through Christmas. Christmas and donkeys works really well. Yeah. Lots of Christmas events. And then we're open on a weekend in winter as well. So virtually all year round now.
And you must get schools visiting you all the time as well.
Lots and lots of schools visiting. We do a lot of work with a new company called Education Destination. We work with Isle of Wight Experience, who bring primary schools over to the island. We've got our own curriculum materials now that, you know, youngsters are going around the sanctuary finding out about the heritage of the island, the land, as well as the donkeys and the role that donkeys have played in our history. And we also have our own school contacts. And it's an awful lot of work with education groups now.
Do you know what? I've never, ever been... Okay, so and there may be other people out there that have never ever been. What can we expect to see? How long do you sort of spend there? What's the day? Plan me day for me.
Okay, well, you turn up, park in our brand new car park, which we've just put out. You'll get straight away free. You get a welcome from one of our volunteers. We're one of the visitor attractions where everybody gets a welcome. You get a visitor leaflet which shows you where all the various paddocks are. There are something like 11 show paddocks, and we've got something like 12 different groups of animals for you to see. There are information boards all the way around the site. You get your visitor leaflet. You can go and see every individual group of donkeys. They can be very old age pensioners, young donkeys, adoption donkeys. We've got Shetland ponies, you name it. You can stroke them, pet them, talk to them. We have somebody who comes in and reads stories to them. We even have some carol singers who sang carols to them. We have activities for youngsters to do. So on Good Friday, we've got a treasure hunt for youngsters to do. We've got an Easter bonnet competition on Sunday. And we have events every couple of weeks throughout the year. Little concerts in the courtyard for people to enjoy before they go up and, you know, and stroke donkeys. And best of all, now finally, and islanders will know why I say this, we now have a cafe and a lovely gift shop. And the cafe has only been open a couple of weeks. What a boom that's proved to be. So it's a terrifically happy place, and the donkeys love people.
Brilliant. So I could spend a good couple of hours.
Yeah, I mean, we have people in good weather. We have families who come, get this, donkey spotting, and they bring their little Isle of Wight donkey sanctuary pads, and we've 95 donkeys, 26 horses and ponies, and they just walk around the site looking for particular donkeys, and they tick them off when they see them. All our donkeys have got collars with their names on and so on. And it's just wonderful to see families together, because I'm a great believer in families together, doing things like that in the outdoors. And they do all sorts of things. And nowadays, you know, youngsters bring their iPads and things like that, and they're taking photographs. They even take recordings of the sounds of the different donkeys, which is just amazing. You know, you think, wow.
Brilliant. Yeah. It sounds, you paint such a lovely picture, and you're right about the families.
Yeah.
That must be a really nice thing to see. Absolutely. as well as being there as well.
It really is.
Now, we've got some youngsters in that want to ask a question. So we'll go over to Casey first of all. Casey's got a question. What's your first one?
How many times are the donkeys fed a day?
They're normally fed twice. There's a pretty clear routine to a day, which is in the morning they get all their beds cleared and new straw, new bedding put down, and then they have their breakfast. And that can vary. They get waiter service and they get special menus. So it can be hay for the main herd, or it may be a special diet of almost like a porridge and mixed up mulch for our older donkeys who can't chew as well. And some donkeys get nutrients, they get extra nuts and so on, because we know an awful lot about each donkey, probably more than what your doctor knows about you. We know everything about their blood, what they need and so on. So they almost get individual diets. Then they get fed again later in the afternoon before, late afternoon tea, supper time.
All right, and Josh has got a question. So what's your question, Josh?
How many donkeys do you raise a year?
Well, we don't raise donkeys. We don't breed donkeys. What we've got is we currently have 93 donkeys. We do actually have a baby. Well, we have one baby, two babies there, in fact, at the moment. One called Toby, who came to us as a three-month-old last year. And one called Barbara, who was the daughter of Olive and Blakey, who only came to us a few weeks ago. We now find that Olive, Barbara's mum, is in foal, so there will be a baby born at the Donkey Sanctuary, which hasn't happened for years and years and years. There will be a baby born there, June, July-ish, we think. So yeah, that will be the... we haven't really raised it, you know.
93?
Yeah.
93 donkeys. Yeah. I'm just trying to visualise 93. That's a lot of space, isn't it?
It is a lot of space. We've about, between 60 and 70 acres of beautiful land, and we're doing some work with the Hampshire Wildlife Trust because it's an area of natural beauty. The Roxhall Stream runs through our site, which goes into the River Yar, and we're actually doing some protection work with the Wildlife Trust so that all of the natural flowers and, the insects and fish now in the stream can be preserved. And we're going to create a walkway so people can walk around the entire perimeter of the site.
Wow. Do you know what I was expecting? I was expecting to see about half a dozen donkeys. That's about
No. In fact, watch this space. We're about to put some sand paddocks in, partly for donkeys who have bad hooves, so they've got a different surface to walk on. But we're also going, that will also allow youngsters particularly to interact with the donkeys. They'll be able to have birthday parties there. They'll be able to feed, groom, care for. And then our plan, hopefully next year, obviously all these things depend, is to run a walking with donkeys scheme for families so they can literally walk donkeys all the way around our site and have a picnic.
Brilliant. Have you got another question there, Casey?
No.
Oh, right, okay. Have you got another question there, Josh? Are you going to bottle it?
How much food do you need to bring every day?
That's
how
not
much?
The question you were going to ask.
I'm
going to
ask
it. Go on, ask it again.
Sorry, Josh, what was that?
How much food do you need to bring every day?
When you say, do we need to bring, you mean for the donkeys?
Yeah.
Well, if I was to say to you, I'll answer it in a slightly different way. It costs us about £1,000 a day to run the sanctuary, and probably something like an eighth of that is probably in food. So we probably spend between £100 and £200 a day in food for them at this time of year. Donkeys eat, they're like me, they eat for 12 hours a day. And when we get them out in the fields, it's a bit cheaper because they eat grass 12 hours a day. So it depends on the time of year, Josh.
Are you going to ask that question or not?
I can't wait for this.
Yeah, might as well.
Go on, in for a penny, in for a penny.
How much dung do you pick up every day?
That's, you wouldn't believe it. We have a skip that we do. We have a skip of dung, and that skip gets collected once, sometimes twice a week. That's how much dung, and you can't just throw dung away anymore. It now has to be, go to all the proper agencies for testing before it can be reused and so on. Yeah, so it actually costs us to get rid of the dung, but we have to do it. Huge amount, Josh.
Good questions.
Yeah, great question.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, we do. We have a website. More importantly now, and I'm getting into this, we have an absolutely thriving Facebook page, which has gone from nowhere to somewhere in 2 months. And please visit our IW Donkey Facebook page. It's just lit up with people.
Brilliant. And sorry, the website was again?
I can't remember. www.iwdonkey-sanctuary.com.
Okay, all right. Okay, we got there in the air, didn't we? That's brilliant. I think it's the work that you do there is fabulous, and I'm so glad that I know that, you know, had that blip in 2012 where there was a lot of concern, but I'm so glad that it's still there, because obviously, you know, it's not just the donkeys that that benefit. It's you know, kids from schools and families.
Absolutely.
And so on and so forth as well. But 93, and it's going to get there's going to be a few more.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll be up to 100 soon, I'm sure. But thank you for coming in, and
you're welcome.
And hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll team up on some events later this year.
That would be brilliant.
And do some outside broadcasting.
We'd really look forward to that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.